Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You are an absolute joy suck.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I believe Owensboro didn't care about COVID. I am here to announce that.
Yeah, I feel like
that's a strong announcement that I can make.
And James Strebel.
Not a stitch of clothing on her. She's young.
No, she's not. She's 53.
Oh, is she?
Really?
She's in good shape. I'll give her that.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
He was a four-star kid. The 13th ranked athlete. Number one in the state of Colorado. Football pedigree.
McCaffrey.
About as close to a home run as Satterfield could have hit on bringing in another quarterback.
Another hour to go here before we get you into your evening. A little bonus hour coming your way after that. A little Reds baseball, a Reds Brewers coming your way as well. Reminder, the 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. Whatever you may need, all the beer, all the wine, all the spirits, the premium cigars. You know they got you covered. All the locations of Cox's Spirit Shops all over the city. You got the locations, a couple locations of Evergreen Liquors. That craft beer selection is fantastic. And they're now delivering CoxesLouisville.com. What's Big Rig doing tonight? What are you doing over there?
Oh, I've got...
What are the Strebles up
very
to tonight?
Busy. The wife's working, so as soon as we get done here, I got to jet out of here.
You got to get out of here.
I got to go. I got to take my daughter to gymnastics at 6:30.
Nice.
Then Kellen and Wyatt have all-star practice from 7:30 to 9.
So that sounds miserable.
So neighbors honestly taking them to that, and then I'm going to watch my daughter do gymnastics, and then go pick the boys up for baseball.
Why doesn't so you have a neighbor taking them? Why don't you have Mitch do it?
Well, the neighbor, her son's on the all-star team, too.
Oh, okay.
So,
there
yeah,
we
she's
go.
Going anyway, so she's going to take those two. So I've got, and then I'm home by 9, and then you know what I'm going to do after that.
Pass out. Texas says Satterfield's base is Campbell's dump.
he would have recruited me.
Oh, man. What a day it's been. I'm tired. It's 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
This always happens to us. It's 5 o'clock. We've yelled and screamed about Donnie. We've yelled and screamed about Scott Satterfield and Luke McCaffrey.
Yeah,
and I don't
hours.
Know what you guys have left.
I'm still going.
I'm looking at you. I don't know if Mitch has anything. He got in at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
You understand? He's tired.
He's a star in the 4 o'clock hour.
He was a star in the 4 o'clock hour as he battles Louisville Twitter with what I contend are bad takes.
Yeah, about Donovan Mitchell. What's he done?
We have UK Barstool guys tweeting Mark Blankenbaker.
Oh, yeah.
I text Blankenbaker, you nuke sat.
You know I didn't.
No, I didn't. I'm like, yeah, you did.
I mean, how sad was it for Mark to look in his replies and see all the set stuff coming down? He's like, and he wasn't trying to be mean. He was just saying, this is the information, and people just, set stinks, man, get him out of here, man.
Texas says, I work at UPS, and the New England Patriots charter plane has been parked here all day. I saw that.
Ooh.
Is Belichick stealing Luke McCaffrey?
He came to town just to watch him practice. Now he's going to leave.
Why couldn't Luke McCaffrey be a running back? They wanted Lamar Jackson to be one.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Louisville, but people did.
They did.
Why couldn't he be a running back?
Or a tight end, like Tim Tebow.
Oh, goodness. What a day.
It has been a day. It's been a fun day.
Mitch, do you want to play a couple of these sound bites, a couple of these old takes before we get into and kind of rehash some of the Satterfield stuff, and we can have some fun. I did have on my sheet of lies today the Keon Brooks take, but I think now we just never get to it.
Now
it's old news.
One of those things that we just shoved out of the way and never speak of it again.
And I think we just never get to it.
Okay.
We also have a poll question up. Did Luke McCaffrey even unpack? You can find that at ESPN 680. And we never got into... I mentioned this with Pat 40, and you can go back and listen to that podcast after the show. But we never got into our guy, Big Easy, last night, outing Coop.
Oh, yeah.
Coop has been texting him secret stuff that he doesn't text me or us, obviously.
Right.
Because we'd bring it to air. But apparently Cooper Hassan is over in Greece and Patino's over there. He's the coach of the national team trying to get them into the Olympics.
Sure,
okay,
sure.
Here in the next few weeks, whatever that qualifying looks like. And apparently your boy Cooper Hassan's been going through like player workouts.
He's trying to
lose that weight. How about that?
He looked thinner. I mean, I will say that in that picture, I was like, man, Coop's looking good. So Patino's like, hey, if you're going to be around me, you're going to be around this program, you got to get on board. He'd hate me.
Yes.
He'd look at me and be like, that slob.
Well, here's what I don't understand. Does Patino hates fat?
He does.
Well, do you guys hate anything in your life the way that he hates fat?
Something where I mean, he hates it so much that he forces people around him to change their appearance.
Oh, absolutely. Well, not only that. It's like, if you're going to have a job, you're going to do this.
You're going to do this.
Yeah, it's like their livelihood literally relies on, like, I hate the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right. I mean.
But do I hate them as much as Rick Pitino hates fat?
I don't dislike the University of Louisville athletic programs as much as Rick Pitino dislikes fat.
No. You couldn't.
I couldn't.
There's no way. This is it's deep hate.
It is. I don't know what it is. That, I mean, something had to scar him in his childhood.
Yeah, maybe. okay, so what do we have here? Like we said earlier, we don't have a ton of Luke McCaffrey sound because the day that he committed to U of L is the day that the Chris Mack, Eric Wood, Kenny Payne video came out. And then the next day, we did the whole thing with Lou City.
Right.
And so it just got lost in the shuffle. And the guy had bad stats, and what I saw wasn't very good. But we do have a couple things here, Mitch. So what do you want to play here? We got five or six things we can play. Yeah.
Sure, let's go. Yeah.
I got no problem. Okay.
We just react to each one.
Okay, so you want to start at the very top then and work our way down.
I'll mix them up.
You'll mix them up. Right. Okay, well, go ahead here. Let's go.
Luke McCaffrey, right?
Yeah.
He's going to be the Taysom Hill of Louisville.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
he is. No, he's not. That's
exactly what he's going to be.
He is not going to be Taysom Hill.
Put it up. Will Luke McCaffrey be the Taysom Hill of Louisville football? Yes or no?
I already hate him. And
there you go.
I haven't even seen him play and already dislike him.
Well, good. You know what? The way your predictions are going, please dislike him.
I was right again.
Man, he was right.
I was right again.
That one hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah, baby.
That one hurts. But you always do that. You always play the same note. What is it? A broken clock
the
is right
clock
twice
is
a day?
Right twice a day. Boom. That's what's happening here.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Don't fix it.
I do too. I'm attacking you because you're accusing me of the same BS that you've been doing for months. 4 months. All
what
of
are you
a sudden,
about? I give it takes on
no,
Louisville.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't want to talk about it. You don't even want to talk about day. You don't want to talk during the football season. I don't want to talk about the football team. This is stupid. And you don't want to talk about your dumbass QB room with two people, and then you get one bum ass.
You're flailing.
You get one transfer. Mitch has an erection. He doesn't need Ben's Hightower anymore. Mitch is all hot because Satterfield got Nebraska's quarterback.
God.
Now you're back to life. Now you want to talk big bleep? Come on now, big boy.
I forgot about that one.
You know why I remember that, Mitch? Because he scooted up in his chair and was like, he was like lifting out of his chair. Like he was going down a hill on a roller coaster, you know, where you have like the G-force or whatever.
Right, you're trying to stay in the chair. Yeah,
and you lift out of your chair for a second. His body, I swear, was levitating for a minute right there.
I think that's the only time I've actually been legitimately mad at Mitch. Like the only time.
But I mean, you're now going to get the McCaffreys at the games. And I mean, and this kid, he's good, man. Like, and he's got 4 years. He's got 4 years of eligibility, man.
Steve, if Kentucky has to look at an athlete quarterback that looks the way he looks.
Kentucky had
to deal with Louisville literally having the best quarterback in all of, or let's say the most exciting quarterback.
Yeah.
In all of college for multiple years. If they have to look at this guy running away from their cornerbacks, because people, he can run.
Yeah.
And I'll use Deion Sanders' line. He can run.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's tough.
Yeah.
And you made the point, he looks like a Satterfield special.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you go back and look what Satterfield wins with. I mean, and what is looks a lot like Christian McCaffrey or Luke McCaffrey.
Mitch. Oh. Here's the guy. Oh, no. Not me.
You're next.
Luke McCaffrey.
Yes. Let's go.
I have made the decision. Okay. I'm putting on for him.
That's fine.
He's going to play. He's going to play. I have made the decision that we got to put on for him. One touchdown, six interceptions.
I mean, I just can't.
We are going to do Luke McCaffrey shows this year.
Okay. That's fine. I'll be ready.
If he's not.
Man, that's
funny. All of that is cringe. It's so cringe.
Just wait for this one. Last one.
Oh, no.
Four-star Big Ten Nebraska quarterback.
Oh, no.
Michigan. Who else, Steve? Michigan.
Yeah, Ole Miss.
Leave it right there.
Yeah.
That says that kid has some potential.
Oh, yeah.
Some real
deal
potential.
Young. He's got 4 years left. I mean, yeah. So, no, it was a Frederick-style move from Coach Satterfield.
That was a big-time move. And here's the thing, Steve. As big as that move is, as excited as I am about that move.
Yeah.
And I'm thrilled about this move.
Yeah.
Is it behind there? Or I can't see him because of glare. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
As excited as I am about the number one concern of this team, and it being, I don't want to say fixed.
Yeah.
But vastly improved.
Yeah.
There's only one other thing that may be able to get me more excited.
Oh, I know.
We're going to talk about it.
You can't keep us down. Like, yeah, that's the thing. Like, hey, we will adapt. There's always something great about being a Louisville fan.
Rummage stole the sound from him.
He did. He did the very end.
Rummage.
There's always something great about being a Louisville fan.
Mitch, what do you want me to do the rest of the hour now?
Play reruns. I don't know.
you want to re-rack Pat Forty talking name, image, and likeness in the college football playoff expansion? Oh,
delirious.
Oh, man. And just think if we didn't. Just think if Luke McCaffrey committed when we had nothing to talk about, all of the sound that we would have.
Oh, be coming out of every nook and cranny of the Omni, everything.
Yes.
It'd been filled.
We'd have more me and Mitch, more Maven and Rummage. We'd have, well, I mean, you would be yelling and screaming. I mean, we'd
even
have more.
Blank.
Blank. We don't even have any blank.
No blank.
We don't have any blank on this
no
sheet.
No blank. No biscuit.
No biscuit.
No Diener.
No Diener.
Nothing. Thank you, Chris Mack.
Man.
Thank you, Chris Mack, for stealing our joy.
Thank you, Kenny Payne, for leaving Calipari in the lurch.
Yes.
I remember you guys crushed me because I just did not want to talk about the video because, I mean, that's the entire conversation,
Yeah, I remember.
Day. Sure. All I wanted to do was talk Luke McCaffrey. all I wanted to do.
Aren't you glad we didn't?
Yeah, kind of.
Aren't you glad we didn't do a Luke McCaffrey
show?
Well,
here's the thing. I don't know what offers that he had. I mean, is he going somewhere good, do we think?
I have no idea. I'm not.
Because
I mean,
he was not good in Nebraska stunk. So I understand.
His commitment came out of nowhere.
But he was not good at Nebraska.
Right.
He was not good.
No, and there's like no like crumbs that he was like being reported to go to Louisville. He just went
crumbs.
To Louisville.
He just went. No trail.
I don't know what vernacular to use.
Use the word vernacular. What are you doing right now?
I don't know. But he just joined Louisville out of nowhere. Like, it was a big surprise to everyone. Like,
he
it was
joined
like,
Louisville out of nowhere, and then he left Louisville out of nowhere. He must just be a very impulsive young man.
He is.
Luke McCaffrey. I think I want to go to Louisville.
Do we have processes take today? This is
on McCaffrey?
Nikki DeBoots here. Nikki, hey, have you heard this before? Have you heard processes take on Luke McCaffrey today? Oh, you went deep into his black soul for this one. Go ahead.
Right. I think that's what we're all saying.
Maybe there's something else.
Maybe there's something else. I don't know.
That McCaffrey's not a competitor, that he's been handed everything his entire life, and that's the kind of guy
he
reads.
You don't know that, though.
That's how I read it.
Wow. I don't know anything about the kid.
I do think that's how the public will digest it.
I think you're right, though. That's probably fair. Process that what you said will be because of his last name, that will be the assumption.
I mean, I don't think it's part of the, it's because of his last name partially, but it's also the fact that he came in, he committed to a place, he was there for a few days, and then realized, you know what, I'm not here. I'm not anointed the starter, I'm not being handed the job, and I'm done.
You know what? That's sports talk radio.
Damn
you know
right.
what? That's process doing sports talk radio. It really is. Good for once in a while you get a gleam.
You get a gem.
Yeah, you get a gem in there, and there it is.
That was a good one, yeah.
It was.
I liked how Drew
doesn't want to work for it.
I liked how Drew was like trying to take up for McCaffrey, and Blakemaker's like, actually I agree with process.
he wants
to throw that kid under the bus.
The thing is, instead of it looking bad on McCaffrey, and it very well could, it looks bad on Louisville.
Right. He yeah.
Even though and that's kind of what we said in 3 o'clock hour. I don't know what to do here because I didn't think it was that. I didn't think it was the pickup. I wanted to talk about Luke McCaffrey because it would be funny,
right? Because of the whole Taysom Hill thing, but, and yeah, all yeah. that. Yes,
but
that goes along with it.
I didn't think that he was going to actually beat out Malik. Now I thought he was going to play,
right,
in maybe gadget plays, or Malik gets injured, or maybe, I mean, there were times they sat Malik last year,
sure,
that he would get on the field. But I never thought that he was going to be some upper level ACC quarterback. If obviously that was the case, and Malik was going to have a bad year, and I didn't think he was going to have a bad year.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a great year, but I didn't think he was going to have a bad year. So I have been very, you know, half pregnant on this.
Right.
Where I understand the narrative that it's not a great look. I get that, and it brings up the narrative again of Louisville and quarterbacks and Scott Satterfield specifically in court. Like, I believe if Scott Satterfield works out here or doesn't work out here, it's going to rely on that position.
Quarterback.
I feel that way. Like, yeah. If he doesn't work out here, we're going to look back and say he never could find a quarterback that Bobby could find, or, I mean, Bobby found his quarterback, or
John L. Smith,
or Charlie Strong, and we could go down the list. He never could do that, and we would never know why.
Right.
I don't have the answer why that's the case. And so, but I also feel like if he does work out here at some point, I mean, they just need to go get Chubba Purdy.
I mean, yeah, bring him back into the fold.
I don't know if he's ain't good. He stunk at Florida State.
Right.
But, I mean, at least give him a chance. Remember the – I've been trying to – I swear to you guys, 437-9680, somebody help me here. I have been trying to find – because I had it in my photos, but I got 15,000 photos. I mean,
right.
Some of the things I have on this –
well,
I mean,
I'm sure it's it's an interesting journey to go through the photos on your iPad.
Yeah, I mean, we need to make that a segment, but I don't know how to make it a segment.
What's on Andy's
iPad? But there's
iPad.
Just all sorts of haymakers on here.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, there's a Kentucky fan that tweeted out, who was the better three? Was it Andrew Harrison, Willie Cauley-Stein, Carl Anthony Towns, or Jordan Rodman and Pippen? Remember that?
Man.
I mean, I just things that I've said. But remember when Satterfield was chilling on the couch with the Purdy family?
Oh yeah,
they were doing the L's up,
yeah.
And they were at the Purdy mansion because that's a great looking family.
Arizona,
and,
you know, it's
great looking family, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they need to go get him.
And bring him back.
They didn't bring him back even though he stunk last year when he played.
And Louisville fans booed him off the field.
Well, consistency can be overrated.
Right. But they, I mean,
oh, boy, that's a massive.
I don't know why.
Where
I did
were
that.
You going with
I,
that?
I was saying, like, I was actually going to back Louisville fans. Like, I understand
no, we don't
why they booed
don't,
him.
Don't, yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I get why they booed him.
Yeah. Remember when Lamar Jackson put on for Donald Trump? That's where I am on my pictures.
Oh, Trust
remember that?
Trump. Yeah,
oh,
I heard
yeah.
Trust Trump.
I'm at the first Patino and Coop picture.
Oh, the very first one. That was a great picture. That's when they were at a dinner table, right?
When, this is January 2020, before the world ended.
Yeah.
When we were at New Albany for Romeo Langford Day.
Oh, yeah.
With Big Easy.
Big Easy,
Sleazy.
Yeah, I can't believe the Coopers still text Easy.
Is Big Easy on vacation, Mitch? Do you have any idea?
Is he still out there?
I have no idea.
You have no idea?
Is he back to Milling, or is he still in Florida?
Oh, man. Texas says, have you all blocked me? No.
No, you just read your text. There
no,
you go.
There you go. You're okay.
You're all right.
Texas says, that's a lock limb. He didn't work out because he didn't have a good QB. Really sticking your reputation on the line with that take. Yeah, but sometimes the analysis is that simple.
Is that easy? I mean, yeah, if you
The analysis is simple. I mean, there's going to be other reasons. Don't get me wrong. But it starts – I mean, listen, there's a ceiling to Kentucky football if Mark Stoops doesn't figure out offense.
100%.
Period.
Yes.
And so we'll always say Mark Stoops had a couple damn good seasons at Kentucky, but he never could find consistent quarterback play that would take him to the next level. Right now, that is what he is.
It absolutely is.
Mark Stoops. Yep. And right now, it's similar with Scott Satterfield.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, right now the offense and defensive lines aren't where you need to be. I mean, it's not like they have one issue. These teams have one issue with their team, but it's the main one.
It's absolutely
the main
one. It
outweighs everything else, and for you to think otherwise would be silly.
I mean, it's especially when Satterfield got the job, one of the main narratives, one of the main talking points was how offensively gifted he was as a football coach, and we just thought that he'd be able to come along, bring in offensive players, particularly at quarterback, and have them work out. He's not brought in a good quarterback yet. He's still working with Bobby Petrino guy at quarterback, and the two guys he has on the roster,
everyone knows.
It is problematic, and people that are like, well, that's pretty simplistic or blah blah blah. Yeah, the quarterback's the most important position on the field, and he can't get one.
Put it up at ESPN 680. Do you want Chubba Purdy back? Rivers
great,
Twitter poll.
Yep, let's see.
Texas says the rummage sound damn near killed me. Texas says McCaffrey probably heard y'all say one touchdown, six interceptions, and decided this wasn't the place for him.
It's our fault.
Those aren't my stats.
Those are his numbers.
Those are his stats.
Are we not supposed to talk about stats when we're talking about players that transfer? Like, well, what do you do with this? I mean, we talk about Will Levis stats. They're not impressive either. What do you want?
Texas says this morning blank tried to act like UK fans built up UK more than U of L. That was sickening, what I just heard. Well, he did say.
What did he say?
He said, I'm not going to lose my mind over workouts, guys with their shirts off working out because Malik is.
Look, jacked. I don't want to do. I'm not going to oversell it. I don't want to do the UK thing where I see my team working out in a warehouse and just lose my mind, okay? I will say that the offensive line is more mature than we've seen in years past. Right. And so physically, yes, they have grown in, they've gone past that sort of freshman and sophomore stage, gone into, and they look like a more veteran group, more like what we saw in 2006.
There you go.
You don't want to lose.
2006. I went back 15 years ago. Yeah. In my mind.
Wow.
In my mind, I had to go back. Well, then he also said something. Then he drooled over Malik's body.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was
contradictory.
Yeah,
Malik Cunningham,
yeah.
Hopefully, and you sent me a picture of him. Looks like he's been working on his fitness. I mean, the guy looks, just like
that was one photo from
ripped.
The whole team.
Yeah.
The whole team looks like a whole bunch of that, but like Malik specifically looks like a different guy.
I don't want to do the whole UK thing.
Mitch
but
is sad right now.
He's sitting.
Because he wants to back all of this, but he can't.
He can't.
He's sitting there in silence, and he knows what's up.
He's away from the mic. I mean, I don't want to do the UK
thing. I want to see the picture.
Thing.
I want to know what picture you're talking about.
I just think it's funny that he doesn't want to do the UK fan thing, but he's sending pictures of Malik Cunningham shirtless to other people. Okay, Mark. Okay.
I just want to see the picture.
I still haven't seen the picture of Malik jacked.
Yeah,
right.
I haven't either. I don't know what picture they're talking about.
I actually don't.
It's a secret picture, I'm sure, that he was sent from one of the coaches.
Also, can I give a – I don't know if it's a hot take. And I also don't know if it's speculation. But it's just something I kind of noticed throughout the weeks. Kind of like with Luke McCaffrey.
Okay.
Have we heard – and I got – for both Kentucky and Louisville, have we heard anything from Kellen Grady the past few weeks?
Why?
Is he at these satellite camps?
Yeah.
He is?
Is he?
I'm pretty sure they said everybody's been at the satellite camps. Like, all the players are all with the team.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're all there. I think they have said that. I can't remember a couple weeks ago when Cal had his press conference. I feel like most of the guys were there, but not all of them. So I feel like there's a couple guys that still were not there.
I'm looking right now, see what I can find.
Okay, are you worried about Kellen Grady?
And then on the Louisville.
No, he's there. He's on campus.
Okay, and
yeah.
Then on the Louisville side, like Louisville basketball keeps pumping out all these videos and photos and stuff. I haven't seen Matt Cross in one of them.
Is he not on campus yet?
Apparently he's not on campus yet.
I have no idea.
Which I find odd because he was like the first guy to, commit to Louisville.
What about Jared West, who's jacked? What about him?
There, yeah.
Have you seen him?
West, no, I haven't.
West, Jared West.
West and Locke are on campus.
I knew they were. The
yeah, but Jared West is jacked.
He's jacked. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's going to be talking tomorrow at 1 right. o'clock. We'll okay. have that on the V show.
It's just something I've
yeah,
noticed.
Yeah, Grady's been there for 5 days.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, he's been.
He was a late arrival, and I don't know what it is with, like, semesters and stuff like that.
Right.
I remember when they had the initial lineup and they put the picture out. Mm-hmm. Kellen Grady wasn't there.
He wasn't initially,
There were a couple players that weren't there, but yeah. I can't remember
I think
who.
But those are just
now.
Two guys. I'm not, like, throwing speculation or anything. Those are just two guys who committed very early in the process.
Right.
And kind of, I guess, I think we can predict what the starting lineups are going to look like. The starters for both teams are going to be, and both those guys
aren't
included.
I'm not sure we can with Kentucky. What did Nicky DeBoot just get you? Would you get a shake? What'd you get there, big guy?
Ice cream.
Little cookies and cream shake.
In Kentucky, yeah, it is. I think the starting guards, I think it's been kind of known it's going to be Ty and Sevier Wheeler.
I agree with that, yeah.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I think it's Ty and Sevier Wheeler.
Okay, I'm not sure
unless
I agree
Vince
with
comes
that.
Back. That's the only thing I'd throw in there. If Vince came back, he's starting.
Texas says, Pitino hates Trump, but he likes Trump's take on fat Secret Service agents. Okay, there you go.
Wow, that's the one expecting that one.
How about that?
How about it?
Texas says, did Locke ever back off his terrible tweet to Beisner yesterday? No.
No, of course not.
He doesn't back off anything, even when proven wrong.
No,
he digs in more. When he's wrong and knows he's wrong, he digs in an extra 5% or whatever it is.
I wanted to battle with Locke yesterday.
Just leave it over alone.
I just left it alone.
Do you want a
You're
night,
exactly right.
Do you want a night like no, Mitch had last night getting blasted?
I had Twitter pulled up.
Oh,
and I had
Lord heavens.
The back and forth, the small back and forth between he and Beisner, and I was going to go ahead and insert myself in it, and I didn't.
Save that.
I stayed away because I'm like, I'm already on the edge with Locke anyway. And this would have probably pushed it over with him unfollowing me and not talking
Texas
to me ever
Texas says,
again.
Hey, Mitch, Kentucky basketball literally just tweeted a video of Grady at the camp.
Like today? I must have missed
it. I don't know. I'm not really paying attention to the
camps.
No offense. Texas says, you think Diener gets jealous when Blank gets excited about another man's body? Yeah.
A little bit.
Texas says, Locke leaves and everyone starts doing appearance-based radio.
I don't do appearance. Well, yeah, I do. Never mind. But not on the players.
Oh, they did an hour ago. Okay, I guess I'm sorry.
Well, you
I
didn't
missed
see
it
an hour ago. That's
yeah.
fair.
That's okay.
If
yeah.
that's the only one
but, like,
they've
we
done.
We haven't heard anything from them. Like nothing. I just I don't know.
Well, he did. Kellen Grady did a press conference.
Right.
More
like
than
really
a month
early
ago.
On,
it was
yeah.
early. It was early. Early on.
And I'm not. Yeah. I'm not saying like these guys like we have to check up on them like every like 5 days. I was just curious.
It's just in the back
there
of
you
your
go.
Mind. Just like it the Luke was. McCaffrey stuff was in the back of your mind. It was just there.
But oh, there's Patty Ice. Look at him. Look at him smiling right now. He looks good.
He does.
He was dressing up for the luminaries in town. All right, go ahead, Patty Ice. Turn his mic on.
5:15 to 5:25, the drive of Mark Ennis, the mixtape.
Okay. All right, there we go.
You're welcome. That's all I got to say.
You're welcome.
Oh, man.
There we go. How
about
that?
Patty Ice today.
There we go. He's happy today.
He is
a happy man today.
Contributing to the mixtape. Way to go.
He's like, I reached out to Jeff Gordon, and he said hello. So I'm a change man. Texas says, did Mitch get a 6-inch steak? I don't know what that's in reference
to. What is that
in
reference? Well, I know where it came from, but I don't know about why Mitch getting a steak is there.
Man, that there's two pieces of sound. My piece of sound and that other Maven and Rummage sound.
Yeah.
Those are haymakers, man.
They are, considering
like,
what happened today.
Like, there's some Luke McCaffrey stuff that's going to make the sound bracket.
You think so?
I absolutely think so.
The Maven and Rummage, for sure.
I mean, I'm putting on for him as
you
much
were.
As anybody.
Yeah, call him Taysom Hill. And,
yeah,
yeah,
Taysom Hill. You hated Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
That was right when you hated Taysom
Hill. That was
Hill.
At the probably the peak of
it
my
was.
Taysom
it was
Hill.
The peak of you hating him.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right. And you were doing a good job of needling me.
Yes, I was. Oh, goodness. Give me the Issel. Give me the Issel real quick. You're going to love this.
I love anything.
I have not heard this.
Okay.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
I have not heard this.
I love Kiki. I love Kiki.
Oh, wow. Now, he's not talking about...
Kiki is Streeble's one of his favorite IG models.
One of my top two.
Ence, by the way, will send me IG models. And he, Mitch, you'll love this. You'll love this.
He sent me
apparently yesterday in the IG model world was role-playing day.
Oh, boy. That's his favorite day.
Yeah, boom. Yeah. And he was sending me, how about these? How about these? And I'm like...
Girls like elf ears.
And I'm like, Ence, this is what you like, bro. Yeah. I'm like, you might want to leave Streeble alone. I mean, there's no doubt he has a hobbit fetish.
Oh, there's no.
I feel as confident in that as anything. Don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there anything in your life right now that you feel more confident in than Jason Ence having a hobbit fetish?
He likes IG models when they're dressing up like wizards and hobbits and elves and necromancers and things like that. It's his wheelhouse.
Oh, man. So what are we going to do? Is LSL here? Because where's Ethan?
Half of LSL.
Where is Ethan?
What do you think? Is Ethan going to crush Luke McCaffrey tonight?
I don't know. Yes. And your boy's producing LSL tonight because Jackie Boy's in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with his dad.
So I'm behind the board with LSL. And I just gave the most scolding Donovan Mitchell take today.
Oh, yeah.
And,
this
is
going to be interesting.
Man up, and give that take on LSL. You'll get those phone lines popping.
They'll be buzzing, man.
They'll be buzzing.
I don't feel like battling people. I'm tired.
I know you are.
You are.
This is what I got
5 hours of sleep.
This is what I do with Streeble, though.
Yeah.
A sea of blue.
Yeah, same thing.
Right? And
yeah.
this is very similar because I'm imagining some of the people. I would imagine some of their listeners don't listen to us is the best way.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Texas says, I thought Sweeney was a hobbit. Man, that's a good text. What was I called? A toothless hobbit?
A toothless...
Don't you remember that?
No, leprechaun. Wasn't it a leprechaun? Toothless leprechaun?
I thought it was a hobbit.
Was it a hobbit? They're both like mythical creatures. So, yeah, they're very similar.
Texas says, Jamie just said he doesn't do appearance-based radio. Did he already forget about watching the tape of Will Levis?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I mean, everything you do is appearance-based radio.
It is.
Whether it be a coach, an IG model, Will Levis. I mean, literally everything you do. I mean, you said, didn't you say about somebody you didn't like their mustache? Like, everything you do
Drew Timmy. Drew Timmy. No, I don't like him tracing his mustache every time he makes a shot. Like, we get it, dude. You have a handlebar mustache. Congratulations.
You're ironic.
Yeah.
We get it.
We get it, Timmy.
Let's take a break. 5 o'clock hour rolls along. More sound next on ESPN 680. All right, guys. You probably heard the Diener Show this morning. They were over at the Fitness Market, and right now they have a big sale going on. So find out everything they have to offer at thefitnessmarket.com. You can also find them on Facebook. Just search The Fitness Market. All the happenings there, and their phone number, 882-2694. They got you covered. Any budget, new, used, whatever it may be, they got you covered. They'll deliver. They'll assemble. They'll haul away. They got you covered. All the best brands, all the treadmills, ellipticals, exercise bikes, rowing machines. And right now, those electric bikes are so popular, you got to go over there. You got to check those out if you're in the market for one of those. Plant Side Drive, the other on Westport Road, those two locations, family-owned business. They'll hook you up, whatever you may need. And right now, they have a big sale going on. Trying to make some room. There you go. So go get yourself a great, great deal and do so with the Fitness Market. 882-2694 or online, thefitnessmark.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with James Streeble.
Kentucky fans are coming at you.
Well, I mean, I expect that from the bottom feeders of the SEC. I mean, that's what they do.
Oh, those bottom feeders have been punking you. They've been punking you. Those bottom feeders have been punking you.
Well, they won't have the opportunity this year because they're going to dodge us like the rest of the SEC.
Dodging.
And Ethan Moore.
Okay,
your coach, big big baby ass saying, don't do L downs to my players while I'm on the field. Yeah. He's the one that probably dodged it. He probably wrote a letter to John Swofford. Please don't make us play Kentucky.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I'm confused.
You accidentally did that, didn't you?
Yeah, I just.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the I take just, with James Strebel.
I was like, what?
That must have been a day. Yeah, that must have been the day you were gone. I just wanted to read one where Strebel was battling LSL, and I did not listen to it at all.
Now Taylor Lynch was back there looking great.
Yeah, of course.
Taylor Lynch, he did not hear your takes. Mitch on Donovan at all. Mitchell. Yeah,
but he said he liked them. I don't know if he liked him, but he...
No, he didn't like him.
He didn't like him, but he respected Mitch's stance.
Honestly, you guys can call... Like, the text line can call me a coward and fraud, but I would give the take again on their show if, you know...
If they're asked. If they ask you.
If Wayne from, you know, the South End doesn't call in and battle me.
Oh, they're going to.
I know. That I just don't want to do that.
Where'd you get Wayne from the South End?
I don't know.
I have a friend named Wayne in the South End.
Maybe he calls in the LSL.
Maybe.
You don't have any friends in the South End anymore.
I do.
You abandoned the South End.
I did abandon
it. And when the normal South End people go to public schools, what did you do? You go to the private school.
There's a lot of private schools in the South End.
Is there?
Yeah.
Are there? Well, I don't know that. Don't act like I would know that. Why would I know that?
There's a lot of private schools in the South End.
Find out if Ethan Moore heard your take on Donovan Mitchell. It's going to kill him. The man loves Donovan Mitchell.
He does. I'm surprised he's not wearing a Donovan Mitchell shirt today.
Has he heard it? He hasn't heard it. Go ahead and give him a 30-second preview of what you can get on LSL at 6 o'clock if you want to call in and fight him.
Yeah, so I'm producing LSL tonight. My Donovan Mitchell take was, I don't understand his infatuation with him because he hasn't done anything. And that he's going to be a fringe all-star player.
Oh, Ethan just took the shirt off.
He's
going to
be a fringe all-star player, which is fine, but I just, you know, it's I just don't understand it. I just don't. Like, I get the infatuation with Lamar because he won the Heisman, he won the MVP, he's made the Ravens a legitimate Super Bowl contender since he's been there. I don't understand what Donovan Mitchell has done to earn that infatuation, other than just simply attending Louisville.
All right.
Look how disappointed he is. So,
he's going to go back and start texting. Can someone fill in for Mitch tonight?
Yes. Right. Anybody? Can any of the producers come back in town and do that? That's exactly right. Yeah. Reminder, bonus hour coming your way next here on 680 105.7, and then we'll have Reds baseball, Reds and Brewers game 2 of that series coming up next. And then also LSL's over on 93.9 The Ville. Texas says, hey, Strebel, our O-line went from 265 to 285.
Wow, good. Wow. So you actually have a big boy offensive line now.
The mics sound completely different.
They do.
Did your fat, you know, leg hit something?
No, I wasn't.
Did my fat leg hit something? What's going on here?
During the break, I wasn't even in the studio. I was away.
You were milling about.
Milling about saying hello to Taylor Lynch. But yeah, that feedback has returned. It's going, meh.
Yeah, it's not good. It's the first time that it's happened. So that has been today, the battle.
Mm-hmm.
I continue to be, the Scott Satterfield, we're looking for a safety, running back, maybe a quarterback, all of that. I don't know, and this is what I said in the late 4 o'clock hour, my biggest issue with all of this is, you know, with Stoops and Cal and Mac, I feel like it was pretty obvious what was needed.
Right.
Chris Mack needed to get a better tempo. I still think he might need better players. I was not a huge fan of Dino Gaudio, so getting a better staff obviously was something that I thought would be fine. We know Mark Stoops, the quarterback position throwing the football, how bad, how anemic that it's been. You knew what was needed. Stoops needed quarterback options. He needed better quarterback options, and he needed a different quarterback coach and offensive coordinator, and he got all of those things. We'll see how long it takes. And I feel like John Calipari, you knew what he needed to do. He needed to go out and get some big guns to recruit. He did that, and so we knew that with Scott Satterfield, it's everything is an I don't know.
Right.
Other than right now, his struggles at the quarterback position, even though trying to be fair here, even though Lou McCaffrey, I don't think that much of.
Right.
Okay? If he didn't have McCaffrey as his last name, you would not care. It brings up again, yet again, the narrative of why can't he get a quarterback here that is one of the better ones in the ACC? And maybe Malik turns into that.
He could be this season.
But again, it's about options. And that's how we got into 2019 Kentucky football limbo, and was it a fun year?
Yeah.
By the way, you guys will love this. You guys, I'm just ADD here for a second. You ready?
Yeah.
Who do you think, and if you've seen it, don't tell me, or don't answer out loud. You know, Memphis is fighting with the NCAA. Remember when they played James Wiseman and everything?
Sure. Yeah, that's still going on.
They are now targeting an assistant coach to be a part of the staff. So in a time where you would try to say, hey, NCAA,
right.
We're being compliant. Hey, NCAA.
I think I saw Penny was hiring two assistants.
Okay, well, okay, two assistants.
Okay.
One of them, the name is now out there on who they're wanting to get. And it is chef's kiss. If
kind
you
of
will.
Like sticking it to the NCAA, we don't care.
It would be one of the guys. It would be one of the guys if he said, hey, a man who has snubbed his nose at the NCAA.
So, okay, so the person has snubbed their nose at the NCAA.
Oh, yeah. This guy's been in trouble with the NCAA. At multiple places.
And I have no idea if he's out of prison or not.
He's not in prison. He's never been in prison.
Okay, never mind. I was going to say Book Richardson.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, Book Richardson.
He might have some NCAA stuff there. I don't know.
Like some show call stuff.
Well, it's been so long, I have no idea, you know.
I don't know. I mean, the only name, Tim Floyd, I don't know.
Tim Floyd.
And
wow.
Someone that's like thunder knows the NCAA and has been a bad guy, you know, quote.
Larry Brown.
Yes! Yes! That's gonna be
going to be 81 when the season starts.
81 years old in every place
he
goes.
I thought he was going to Indiana. I thought that was going to be a thing.
No.
Although apparently, I saw Bozich tweet this out today. Indiana hired another person on Mike Woodson's staff, like a director of, like,
I guess.
I don't even know what the title was.
He's just a basketball director.
Pretty much.
That's all
director
it is.
Of basketball.
That's all he is. Yeah. Texas says, appearance-based radio is great. Texas says, Mitch versus U of L Twitter is the battle of the bastards.
It really is. It's beautiful because it's.
Texas says, what about Jim Herrick? That's a great point.
It is, yeah.
Texas says, keep the same energy on LSL tonight, fam. Oh, he's not going to.
I'm
going to
listen.
Mitch is going to disappear. Well, you're going to listen on your way home.
I am
going to
listen on my way home.
Then why don't you battle?
Because I just don't want to field calls, and I just don't want to do that. I just don't want to talk to these people. I'm sorry.
I want you to hurt the feelings of Ethan and Taylor Lynch, though.
I think I just did.
I know Ethan's speechless.
He's like, I got to go stew on that for a second and just left.
I've got to go stew on that.
And then Taylor come in here is like, hey, would it make any difference if Donovan wasn't on the Jazz? I was like, yeah, it'd make a little bit of a difference. But so they're formulating, you know, their take against mine. I guess we'll battle, but I don't want to battle, you know, Cody. Like, I just don't want to battle
guy
those people.
Cody from Prospect.
Okay. Like you said, Cody. I mean, it's going to happen.
I know.
The names he's coming up with, Wayne and Cody.
Poor Ethan and Taylor. They're like, we're going to have to fill all this time. Usually Grossman butts in.
Yeah,
usually
they're not going to have Jack Grossman in. Today no, to, exactly to fill right. in, you know, all the any dead air or anything else. He's going to be barging in.
What couple pieces of sound do you want to get to here? Anything? Anything at all, Mitchell Hannigan?
Speaking of our boy Jackie Grossman, him and Issel.
Okay.
Today.
Oh, yes.
We've got a bigwig from the home office in Kansas City in the studio this morning, and Grossman looks like $1 million. You know, hey, whatever happened.
Should I do this more often, Dan?
Yeah.
All right.
Whatever happened, you know, we were going to get Jack a date. Oh. And Kevin at Village Anchor gave us a $100 gift certificate, and that kind of fell through the cracks. You dress like that, we can find you a date.
Sounds good.
We need to get that revitalized. Kevin Granger was nice enough to give us a $100 gift certificate. We got to get that back on track.
That's up to you, Issel. That's your baby. You got to do that. You got to, Issel, you got to come through for Jack.
Texas says such a hypocrite asking Mitch to battle, but you won't take calls. I always get that. The phone lines are wide open.
I mean, anyone
the phone
call
lines
in,
are wide.
In.
They're always wide open.
I just never answer
But
them.
We just don't take Birdhead. Sorry, Birdhead. We don't take caller Nate and Birdhead Ryan on a consistent basis. They're wide open.
Right.
267-9680. When we missed half the show out of Churchill Downs, we came back.
Took
and
calls.
And everyone called in who worked with your dad.
It was yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, a lot of people calling in about Tim.
But hey, Big Rig.
Oh, you remember?
Hey, remember me, Big Rig?
We used to burn heaters in the break room.
Your dad retired, right?
Yes, he's retired. Happily retired. Yes, he's living that retired life.
Texas says, quit being a little Mitch and take LSL calls. Texas says, Strebel and Billy Reed both turned their back on the South End.
No, I've not turned my back. I work in the South End. My job is in the South End. My kids go to school in the South End.
Nick Valvano texts in and goes, everyone around the office is dressed up, and I look like a mix between Pauly Walnuts and someone's golfing uncle.
He does. He's got a track jacket.
Pedro Bradshaw was out there, the former Bellarmine player.
Yeah.
And Nick walked out with a track jacket. I'm like, dude, we get it. Like, it's like when Strebel walks in wearing all Kentucky stuff.
Like, we
get it. You like Perry Stevenson. Yeah. We get it. You're a Kentucky fan. You love Tubby Smith. Like, we get it.
Yeah. Yeah, but Nick, he does. He had the track jacket on, zipped up, by the way, and cargo shorts like I'm wearing.
Poor Pedro Bradshaw was stuck in that office. Well, take the call. Take the call. Someone called in. Let's go.
Let's hear it.
Oh, boy. Oh, look at Mitch. He's not happy.
He doesn't want to do this.
Mitch hates taking calls. He really does.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I just am bored by it most of the time.
Yeah, because sometimes you get some good calls. And that day that the debacle
that
of Churchill Downs happened, we got good calls. Let's see what we got here.
This caller's got something for blanks. So
right.
I can't wait for
all
this.
All right, let's go. What's his name? Do you have any idea?
He didn't want to share
his name. So this is a great start.
Anonymous caller.
We have an anonymous caller. Fire away. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Jimmy from Norton Commons.
Ooh. Oh, hi, Norty Jimmy. C, baby.
You want to see a sight, show up to Double Dogs on a Wednesday night. Saddest sight I've ever seen in my life. Blank, Drew, some guy from Churchill Downs. That's all I got to say.
You're right. We got to take off. It's Darren Rodgers.
It is Darren Rodgers.
That's not just some guy. Just three buddies hanging out at the bar. What's wrong with that?
They can't hang out?
Why can't three guys just hang out at the bar?
I missed it because I was feeling another call. Yeah. But
it was great.
Your reaction. Dennis has a Chubba Purdy story.
All right, Dennis with a Chubba Purdy story. Fire away.
Yeah, I'm there in Loring, Texas. It's been like badgering me. So my brother lives in Tallahassee. And me and another brother from Louisville drove down Memorial Day weekend to go fishing, basically. And we go from one spot to another, and I go into this the bait shop to buy some bait, and this lady says to me, are you here for the White Trash Beach Bash?
Ooh.
And I said, no, but I'm interested.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I said, what's that all about? I only go out to Dog Island. Look, there's some YouTube videos, like, from years ago and whatnot, but it's legit. I go in to buy some shrimp for bait, and she asked me that question. I was like, no, what's that all about? And she said, well, these people just go out there and get drunk, and they get naked, and they do whatever they do. And I was like, all right, let's go, you know. So we roll out, and we were kind of going to go that way anyhow. And we go out, and we pull in, my brother's got a boat, we pull in, and there's like hundreds of boats, and people just all over the place. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Nice.
Sunny day, yeah. Scenery was exquisite.
Oh,
right?
I bet it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so my brother, his grandkid is with us, and he's got a football, and, you know, we're just like casually throwing some football once we like anchor the boat and whatnot. And I said, come on, let's go, let's walk. So we grabbed some bush lights, they're Strebel.
Damn right, Dennis.
He didn't skip me. And we start walking, and, about out of beer, time to turn around. So we go back to the boat, and the guys next to us, it's like five or six guys, five or six girls, I don't know. And they're like, hey, throw it a football, little dude. My brother's grandkids got a football. For water football. And throw a football. And I got a Louisville hat on. I'm bald.
Oh.
And I've got one of them, like, bucket hats on. And I got this Louisville Cardinal hat. And we're throwing football with these dudes and these girls. And these girls are singing. They'll start kissing. That's another story. Yeah. And I hear one of them say, hey, Chubba, throw it over here.
Oh.
And I was like, no way. And I don't go fanboy or nothing. You know, I didn't cuss him or nothing. And I look. My brother, who lives in Tallahassee, is a Louisville fan, and he still follows. I say, remember Chubba Purdy? He's like, yeah, went to Florida State. I said, I think this is Chubba Purdy. He's a good-looking kid, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Muscular. And he's like, no way. We're in and out of the boat. We're throwing football to these dudes. And I'm throwing. And he's like, who I am 99.9% confident, Chubba Purdy. He's like, damn, well, man, you spit pretty good. I was like, yeah. And I see him lean in and look at my hat. Oh, he says, is that a Louisville Cardinal hat? I said, you're damn straight. And I didn't say nothing. He didn't say nothing. We just continued to throw football for 5 or 10 minutes. Actually, about 30 minutes. Crushing beers. And Strebel, you're going to love this. Chubba was drinking Bush Light. I shit you not.
Oh! I appreciate it, Dennis.
And that's why we don't take calls.
Oh, man.
What a story. Drinking Bush Light and throwing football with Chubba Purdy.
You know what? Strebel's so happy.
I am.
Mitch was not. Strebel was he was smiling. You rarely see him.
That was good. I enjoyed that story. I want to know about the white trash beach bash or whatever.
I'm sure you would go.
You want to go there for your 40th?
Is that where you want to go for your 40th?
No, we're going to Cancun. We're going to Mexico.
You're going to Mexico.
Yeah.
You've never been out of the country.
Never been out of the country. This will be the first time.
Texter says these calls suck.
I thought they were funny. The double dogs almost killed me. You want to see a sad sight?
What's wrong with three buddies?
I don't know. What's wrong with three buddies?
Before COVID, I would go and I would meet a buddy who's a huge Indiana fan.
Yeah.
At like a sad Southern Indiana bar.
Yeah. And just hang out.
And it would just be a bunch of IU fans. They were so sad.
I used to do that.
Texas says this is the reason you don't take calls.
I don't know what the people are expecting. I thought both calls were fine. They were good. They were funny.
Do we want to take a break? And give out these golf passes.
Well, we're at the end of the show here, pretty much.
Yeah, just want to give them out.
Yeah, okay. Boy, you Texas Jason is Jason Anderson telling this story? That story sucked. It was too long.
Then the story police. Yeah.
The moral of the story is that Chubba Purdy drinks Bush Light.
Yes, and is living a great life in Tallahassee.
Is he, though? I mean, I'm sure he is in that respect.
I bet he's...
He can play.
I'm sure
except he... Except for that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I'm sure that boat was nice, and I'm sure the people on the boat were nice, too.
This is a guy. Sorry, I cussed. It's okay. That's what we're going to dump it for. Nick Valvano uses it daily.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get out of here. We have a giveaway here. Mitch, what caller do you want to do here? Because I don't want to make you mad, because I thought about doing caller 19.
just to pee you off.
Caller number 3-267-9680. The V Foundation Classic at Sultan's Run Sultan, S-U-L-T-A-N-S, Sultan's Run Golf Club. It's part of the Capital Golf Charity Amateur Tour that we've been telling you about. It's in Jasper, Indiana, and it's coming up on June 19th, okay? Not this weekend, but that'll be next weekend, 11 a.m. tee time. One of these passes is good for it's a $70 value, so we're giving you two of them. Caller number 3, players can partake in fun, friendly, and good manner competition that will support our servicemen and women as they help fight cancer. Again, learn more at capitalgolf.net. So the V Foundation Classic at Sultan's Run Golf Club. It's part of the Capital Golf Charity. Caller number 3, and I think we have it.
Yep.
Thank you for everyone there. Mitch, can you get us out of here? We're out of here. Mitch has to go over to LSL. Bonus hour coming up next here on ESPN 680.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.